A new art gallery is opened up in mid-Michigan, the Eggleston Gallery in Bath Township. Current State's Jamie Paisley made a visit to the gallery yesterday ahead of the grand opening exhibit starting this Friday. Jamie, where in metropolitan Bath do we go to get the Eggleston Gallery?
Well, it's just off of I-69 on Webster Road in a bit of a strip mall, immediately next door to the Bath Township Library, also in the strip mall. And the main event for Friday's grand opening involved painter and illustrator of Michigan's official state children's book, something I didn't know that existed before, The Legend of Sleeping Bear. Gijsbert van Frankenhuizen and his wife Robin, a naturalist, will be there. And this has all been arranged by Melissa Eggleston, who described her role at the Eggleston Gallery as such.
Well, I guess I call myself the gallery director and resident artist.
And the grand opening is this Friday, the 5th. But you've also been having classes here, kind of as a soft opening, right?
Yeah, we have one artist in so far that's been doing some acrylic classes, the style where you, in 2 hours, you have a painting that you've taken home with you. And then we're in negotiations with a few different artists to bring in a number of different kinds of classes, both in skill level and medium, to try to give a variety of things for people to take part in if they want to try creating something.
Mid-January, it was Paint and Go, and it was sold out, right?
Yeah, he calls it Paint and Go, G-O-G-H, for the go part, yeah. And it's taught by Mike Sheshka. He's actually used to be a former gallery owner of Gallery 1212 in Old Town, and so he's been a great help for me, too. He's local, lives just around the block here in Bath Township, so he's a great teacher. He does a great job. He's very patient, and people have a lot of fun with it. Yeah, and yeah, January 29th was sold out. We have another one coming up in February and March, and then, like I said, we'll continue to add some other opportunities in there as well. So,
the artist Gijsbert van Frankenhuizen has certainly fell in love with Michigan's vast natural beauty, his home since he immigrated to the U.S. back in 1976.
Yes, he came from the Netherlands and chose Michigan, thankfully. We're all very thankful for that. He started out as the art director over at Michigan Natural Resources magazine. Went on to fulfill his lifelong dream of becoming a children's book author. We're very grateful that that happened. And because he has done, I don't know how many books now, but a great number of books to his credit now. And then just painting in general, paintings of his farm, Hazel Ridge, which is here just a couple miles down the road in Bath. They've been wildlife rehabilitation specialists, so their whole Hazel Ridge book series is about many of the animals that they've helped along the way, and beautiful illustrations and just the wonderful stories. His wife, Robin, is a wildlife rehabilitator, naturalist, and she wrote the Hazel Ridge series. And so to see and to have that documented, everything that they've done down there on the farm, is just an incredible thing for us to have. And we're thrilled that we have here a number of the originals that he's brought in for us to see, as well as sketches and journals showing us the process of how he created the books. So we were thrilled that he brought those in. I didn't know he was bringing those, and the day he brought everything to set up, I was very excited, because I knew this was something very special that a lot of people are going to enjoy. The other thing that he brought us that was a surprise is in this other front gallery, originals, large-scale originals of his work from his travels to Africa and Florida. And those are things that are rarely seen. He has them in his studio at his home, but he doesn't show those very often. A lot of what people see are his Hazel Ridge paintings and the books, of course. And then he built for us another sketchings
of elephants, rhinoceros,
yeah.
I see.
And a little bit of a explanation of and story about his travels to Africa and when he went and how many times he went and those things.
In addition to his Africa and Florida travels, there is another display in this room about Gijsbert van Frankenhuizen's trip to China, which resulted in the rather emotional children's book, Jasper's Story.
Yeah, if anybody's ever read Jasper's Story, it's a tearjerker. It's about the moon bears in China that were abused. And so this place that he went and spent a couple of weeks at is the rescue house where the bears stayed. And these pictures, once you've read the story, the pictures become even more poignant when you look at them. And The one in the foyer when you first come in is especially poignant. It's Jasper looking right at you. You know, you're looking right into his eyes, and he's just looks like he's speaking right to you. And then the journal is available to look at. It has his the things that happened to him daily there, and then the sketches that he made in preparation for the book, and the people that he met, and his experience there in China. So it's really, really cool to look at.
Now, if you come to the Eggleston Gallery in Bath Township for this two-month display of the work by Gijsbert van Frankenhuysen, Melissa Eggleston says don't worry too much about saying his name exactly perfect.
You know, he does a great deal of teaching in local schools and all over the state, in local schools and libraries, and the kids call him Mr. Nick, and it's because it's his nickname. They came up with that because of the difficulty of pronouncing his name. So, yeah, we can henceforth refer to him as Nick if you'd like.
And in the back, that's where the classes are typically happening, correct?
Correct.
In addition to something more personal as well. your own studio.
Yes. Yeah, around the I have a studio space where I can close the doors and keep a mess in there when I want to, which is great, you know, for creativity. And then we were very blessed that this was a big enough space that we were able to do the classroom idea. So we have this big area back here. We still don't have any paint on the floor yet. We're waiting for that first momentous blop of paint to hit the floor. We're going to celebrate. But this is, yeah, once you cross this threshold, I want it to feel very colorful. I want it to feel fun. And this is where, if you choose to create something, you can have the opportunity to do that. And hopefully feel a little more relaxed back here. And like I said, once we get the paint on the floor, I think that'll help them relax a little bit. So far, everybody's had a really good time.
If anybody wanted to find out more information or what events are coming up, where would they find that information?
We're piling everything onto our website as much as we can. That's EgglestonGallery.com. And we also opened up a Facebook page where we put, you know, more daily things on there if you want to know little smaller things that are happening and daily updates of exciting things that might have happened here today.
The Eggleston Gallery is on Webster Road in Bath Township, and the grand opening is this Friday, featuring Mr. Nick, also known as Gijsbert van Frankenhuysen, and his wife, Robin. More information at EgglestonGallery.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.